is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Good time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motorcars. Let's get a little update on inventory, David.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, we've got four. I can't remember what the other one was. But anyway, we got three coming. The truck's already picked them up. We got a 14 GMC Sierra on its way. Got an 18 Cadillac Escalade Luxury Edition, Premium Luxury Edition, and a 2021 Ford Explorer. The 2021 Ford Explorer, under 20 grand.
Wow.
And it scores a 4.5 out of a possible 5. So, and we've talked about this before, when I'm looking at condition reports, I try to stay 4 and better. You know, sometimes I'll go a little lower if it's a truck because it's tires or the bed scratched or something like that. But on a Ford Explorer, kind of utility vehicle that's going to be a family unit, you want to be above 4. And this is a 4.5 out of a possible 5. So this is going to be a nice truck. It's gray with black leather interior. The Cadillac Escalade, it's gray. It's a charcoal gray outside, and it's got the chocolate brown leather, which is really rare. So that is a beautiful color combination. And it'll be here. They should all be here this evening or first thing in the morning.
Okay, so people can come see them in person when they show up tomorrow, so tell them how to find them then, and if they want to kind of shop from their desk or their phone, tell them how to find you online.
Yeah, and that Cadillac Escalade, it is an ESP, so that's the Suburban Link one, Yukon XL Link, so we got three of them now. We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. Check us out.
Thanks, David.
Hi, buddy.
All right, there goes David over at LCM Motorcars. Let's get to the a couple of quick texts here and many stories here to get into. Kana says, Sean, please take Jeff Poor with you on the river race, but don't bring Jeff back. Well, no, of course I bring him back. I don't know if that's Jeff's jam. Kana, I don't think that's his. I don't think Jeff would be signing up for that. But my other buddy has proved his mettle on doing things like this. So he's way more qualified than I. But we got to go do a qualifying race first. So, which will take some time and some training. You know, everybody's got time for that. All right. And they talked about it. It's good. Somebody put something up here. I know Bill talked about it on Sunday. You've got the plant sale going on. Out at Mobile Botanical Gardens. Cool stuff. I don't know. Yeah, you can click through on their website. I did it on Sunday and see what they got, like a PDF link there on all the different trees and plants they have. Good stuff that grows well around here. Also, yes, in our crime blotter stories here, I don't know, crime, just this was odd. This is something I hadn't heard about, I guess, in many years. I guess it's still a thing. From WKRG, it says a Mobile mother is sharing a warning after her son was hospitalized in critical condition from what she says was long-term nitrous oxide abuse. Right, the same stuff that makes the funny cars go so fast down the track. Said 30-year-old Cody Neese is in intensive care at Ascension Sacred Heart Pensacola, sedated on a ventilator after suffering massive blood clots in his lungs. His mother, Andrea Neese, says doctors told her the underlying cause was years of inhaling nitrous oxide, also known as Whippets. Now, those things were around when I was a student at the University of Alabama. Maybe they were there beforehand, but I really hadn't heard a lot of that. I mean, people would get the containers, I know. I think it was illegal. Back then, if I remember, it was illegal in Alabama, but people could go to other states where it's legal. Or they got the whipped cream cans. The use of stuff. I just have a sad story about this child here, or this child, a man who is in intensive care. It surprised me. I hadn't heard about that. Is that still a thing out there? I mean, I guess I could quiz my teenagers on it, but Lord knows you don't want to give them any ideas. All right. Then to this Katie Porter story, right? Not Katy Perry, but the Katie Porter story. This is what is getting a lot of traffic, a lot of discussion out there. So this is a Democrat in California. Okay, this is just why I want to point this out. It's a Democrat in California, and she's being interviewed, and like they're doing the local, like what we do around here, trying to find out, you know, what, get to know the candidates, what they're about, the platforms. Okay, so in this interview, Katie Porter has asked questions here about what votes she would need, right? Like what votes, who would vote for? And I thought that, I think that the hubbub about it surprises me because it seems logical to me. And play the clip. We'll play part of the clip out there and get your take on this. So this is Katie Porter being interviewed.
Voters who you'll need in order to win.
Once again, this, I mean, she's interviewing on a local, this is California TV station, right? And she's Democrat governor candidate. And so they're doing, you know, the normal, like, okay, we got our candidates in here. So here we go.
How would I need them in order to win? Say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump.
How would I need them in order to win, ma'am?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election? Yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
Okay, so that's a shortened clip. I mean, there's more where she melts down, they say, at the end. And she just says, hey, I'm done with this interview. But that's what, how is that shocking anybody? I mean, it's, you've got Katie Porter, Democrat in California. I don't know if y'all have noticed, Trump didn't have a big chance of winning California. So for her to say, I don't need the Trump voters, whether that offends you or not, it's just true, right? So you've got Julie Watts on there saying, you know, that's the person interviewing, that you're going to make it, or you're going to make an appeal to the Trump voters in the state. And she says, I don't need them. And then everybody's like clutching pearls. What? It is California. Do you think, I mean, what she said, and people are out there saying, oh, it's a crash out, it's horrible. It's California. She's not going to be elected. The Democrat in California is not going to have a bunch of Trump supporters come over and vote for her. So why does she say she needs them when she doesn't? She's got to get the left in California, got to be left of the left, right, to get those votes. That's the politics there. You know, and Michael said something on the text line earlier I thought was interesting. Said, like, the governor candidate from Cali, I don't think Sheriff Birch is worried about losing the illegal aliens vote. Very much so. I think, you know, the hubbub right now over the Halloween decorations in the front yard of the sheriff, if there's any political movement on it, he gains traction in the election. It's to his benefit. The people that would be, you know, upset about this, and it'll go national, and there'll be all kind of people upset about it. They're not voting for him. The citizens of Mobile County vote for him. So even though they're coming politically two different ends of the discussion, the California Democrat who says, I don't need Trump voters, duh. Sometimes news stories come up, and I completely understand. Even if I don't agree with it, I understand where the tact is coming from. Where this one I don't get. There's quotes in a story here. This is GOP California Congressman Ken Calvert talking about this Katie Porter. So Katie Porter just had a meltdown when asked what she'd say to GOP voters. Her tirade is a window into the mentality of radical California Democrat politicians. They can't stand those who disagree with them. We know that. What's your name? Ken Calvert. So they're trying to silence their opponents with Prop 50. They even condone violent rhetoric targeting Republicans. We have to speak up. We have to vote no on Prop 50, whatever their Prop 50 is this time in the state. But you can dislike the fact she says she's not going to court Trump voters. But, I mean, it's the X's and O's of winning in California. Does she have to? I would say no. Does Sheriff Birch need to be worried about what some national media says about his front yard decorations for Halloween? I would also say no. Your thoughts on the text line and the phone line when we come back.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 150, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. 343-0106 gets you through on a phone call or a text. And reminder, too, the FM Talk 106.5 app, which is waiting for you. If you're an Android user over at Google Play, if you're an iOS user at the App Store, both places, just look for FM TALK 1065. You'll see our logo. That's the app. Download it. It's free. Stream the station on the app. Get our podcast, the first place they post is right there. Show schedules on there. You can text from there. You can call from there. You could also leave a talkback message when you use that microphone icon at the bottom of the screen. You can press that. Lets you record a message, emails it to the show. We can play it back here on the air as well. So check it out. There's a lot more to it. Check out the FM Talk 106.5 app. Waiting for you right now. All right. Grab a couple texts here. Let's see. B-Dark, with the government shutdown. With the government shutdown, they can cut a lot of fat meat or waste. Plant sale, she reminded me. Bill said get there at 7 because it might not be there at 8. Get there early. Yeah, they get some good stuff every year. I have not gone in 2 years to the plant sale, but it's pretty awesome. And then said, has the government shutdown affected you? It ain't me. No, not at this point. I am worried about the latest here about the they could pass. Cameron and I talked about they could pass a something to make sure the military members get paid. I would like to see that, but no, I haven't directly been impacted at this point. All right, Backstrap Stacker says you can buy nitrous in gas stations now for food use. It's everywhere, but you can't get CBD from Jennifer Boozer. Preach on. They shut down that business, and you can get nitrous stinking oxide. I know what the stuff is. I know how people use it as a drug, but isn't that the stuff that nitrous fuel funny cars tear down the track? Is it the same thing as they use in the NHRA? Said, Whippets have evolved from flattening the whipped cream cans in the cooler to getting cartridges online. We will never stop figuring out ways to kill brain cells, have we? Human beings from early on. Well, the bigger and better way to do it. Bill says, okay, and this is in reference to Porter out in California, said her hissy fit over being just questioned is a story, not the reading, not needing the Trump voters. It's more indicative of the left refusing to win with ideas by arguing their position than anything else. So I did watch the whole thing where she said, I'm done with this interview. I don't see it. Does that lose her? Now, it might lose her votes against other Democrats. Okay. Fair. If you're some Democrat in California and you're like, okay, who's going to be the best Democrat to do this? But the fact that she's, and what Bill's saying, you can watch the whole clip, which I suggest you do at any time. Watch the whole clip of anything that comes up. But when they say at the beginning there, you know, what are you going to say to the Trump voters? She doesn't need them. I mean, that's just the truth of it. And the problem is this continues to happen. States, you know, we used to have a lot more purple states. And states have, people moving out of California, right? Where they moved to Alabama or moved to Texas, so many of them, other states. So instead of having more purple states, you'll have deeper blue and deeper red states, even though they say some argument in Texas that, we've seen some around here. People come from another state because they're tired of the way the government works there. It's too left. And then they come to a conservative state and go, why don't y'all do X, Y, and Z? Y'all should do more like this for the place I came from. No. You moved here because you liked it, right? As you have people leave a state because it's too left, they go, then you have those people go to a red state. Florida, Texas, places like that have grown exponentially because of that. Then you have less of a, you know, purple states out there and you have more of just sure things. It's almost like it looks like when you see legislative districts drawn to make them overwhelmingly blue or overwhelmingly red. And this, you know, I don't think everybody leaves. You don't go, well, I don't like the politics of the state, so I'm going to leave my good job and my family members and all that and go there. But there's more of this. And you'll have places that are overwhelmingly red or blue versus having people run in a place where they have to kind of go. Like, there's no reason for this candidate for governor in California to try to make nice with Trump supporters. There's no, she doesn't need them. And I would argue, too, maybe somebody could come in on the Democrat side with some kind of angle like, hey, I'm as left as she is, but I can handle the pressure better or something like that. But other than that, her saying she doesn't need Trump supporters probably gets more of her people to come out and vote for her. So I don't see this as being like, I don't know, as big a loss out there. Also, I heard the guys talk about this morning. This is interesting. What are the three big things, too? If you go to fmtalk1065.com and click the three big things, you see this story from Margaret Cates over at AL.com. Judge surprised by Alabama Power's position on the Mobile River coal ash plan. This is very interesting to me. We've talked about it, obviously, a bunch on the show over time. We all have talked about it. We've had people in from Baykeeper to talk about it as well. This is interesting. So it says here, in a multi-billion dollar showdown regarding massive coal ash ponds in North Mobile, a lawyer for Alabama Power agreed the utility's plan to store coal ash next to the Mobile River is against the current law. But filing a new plan won't fix anything. That surprised one of the three judges reviewing the case. Mobile Baykeeper sued Alabama Power back in 2022, arguing the company's plan to leave 22 million cubic yards of coal ash in an unlined pond and cover it with turf cap violates federal standards. And then we had that study come out last week we talked about that showed the levels of arsenic and cadmium in the Mobile River right next to Berry were as high as they were where they had a levee failure up in Kingston, Tennessee. This goes on in the story. It says, during oral arguments before a three-judge panel in Atlanta on September 18th, Ed Hayden, attorney for Alabama Power, seemed to agree with the assertion from the judges that Alabama Power's plan for coal ash at the Berry Electrical Generating Plant violates federal regulations. Hayden told the court that the utility faces a host of obstacles if it files a new plan and Mobile Baykeeper still wouldn't be able to get what they want. Judge Brett Grant asked Hayden, the attorney for Alabama Power, so what you're saying is Alabama Power's plan is unlawful, but requiring your client to file a lawful plan will not redress their injury because there's a lot of bureaucratic hurdles between filing that plan and actually getting something done. Exactly right, replied Hayden. The judge then replied, this is surprising to me as a contention, end quote. So it is, I think this is big. I don't know what the next step here is, but for the attorney for Alabama Power to say, because remember what happened, ADEM had given Alabama Power like the go-ahead with what they were doing. EPA, federal EPA sues ADEM and says you can't do that, that's outside the lines. But Alabama Power, as I've argued for them a little bit, and said, well, they were following the Alabama directive. So the attorney now saying, yeah, we are, this is unlawful, this is not legal, what we're doing, but we can't follow another plan that will get us out of this. Read that story over at fmtalk1065.com. It's something. I think we'll have a reason to talk about this some more, maybe even coming up tomorrow. All right. Paul Feinbaum on the way next.